So this week was a major deadline for the House and Senate to wrap up all their business for the session and send all the bills over to the other side of the Capitol. What happened during that rapid-fire crossover day, Michael?
Well, a better question is, what didn't happen? The new Democratic majorities in the House and Senate banned assault weapons and gave local governments authority to remove Confederate statues. They mandated renewable sources of energy, and they allowed victims of wage theft to collect damages so they can hire lawyers. They even killed a bill that could have opened up new loopholes for predatory lenders. They considered so much legislation that the Senate didn't gavel out until 12:45 a.m.
Wait, did you say 12:45 in the morning?
Yes, that's right. The senators were lawmaking well past midnight. Now, in the old days, they used to literally stop the clock in the chamber to do that sort of thing. These days, they just define the legislative day as whenever they happen to be meeting, however long that takes. Now, the next morning, after all of this, the Republicans had a heck of a hangover. House Minority Leader Todd Gilbert called a press conference to argue that the agenda Democrats were pushing would end up costing too much money.
Our big takeaway right from the start is just how much more expensive it's going to be to live, work, and raise a family in Virginia if all of the legislation currently being pushed by Democrats ultimately becomes law.
Now, Republicans say Virginia will end up paying higher gas taxes to fund transportation, and they'll end up having higher energy bills to fund efforts to combat climate change. And they also worry about higher property taxes now that employees of local governments will be able to engage in collective bargaining.
Well, I guess being in the minority isn't quite as much fun as being in charge of everything. How are Democrats feeling heading into the second half of the session?
Well, they're trying to strike a moderate tone. They dispatched some of the more progressive bills, like the repealing the right to work law or banning political contributions from Dominion Energy. They had a chance to embarrass a freshman Republican by bringing a bill to remove the statue of Harry Byrd from Capitol Square to the floor. Now, he introduced the bill basically to troll the Democrats, and it backfired. The House Rules Committee quietly scuttled the bill instead of bringing it to the floor, where it surely would have gotten quite a lot of Democratic support. Here's Majority Leader Sharnell Herring outlining some of what she considers to be the success of the new Democratic majority in the House.
What we have done is to create a business-friendly environment, make sure that people can put food on their table, making sure that laborers can get together and bargain, to make sure that firefighters have equipment that they need for their safety, workers have things that they need to do their job, and have a safe work environment.
Democrats say Virginia can be good for business and also good for workers, but the jury's still out about whether the Commonwealth will be able to keep that number one ranking for business.
One concern business leaders have raised is the effort to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. What's the latest on that?
Well, House Democrats passed a bill that increases the minimum wage to $15 an hour across Virginia by 2025. But Senate Democrats are taking a different approach, one that allows for regional variation based on median household income. That means Northern Virginia will get $15 an hour pretty quickly, but it'll take like more than a decade to get to $15 an hour in Hampton Roads. It was a last-minute compromise that was struck to save the effort to raise the minimum wage by Senator Scott Surville. He did it because the effort to raise the minimum wage would have died without it.
There's some members of my caucus that didn't feel comfortable going $15 across the entire Commonwealth, and you know, we had to structure a bill that would get 21 votes, and that's what we did.
Now, sometimes people compare the process of making laws to making sausage. You really don't want to see how either is done, and this kind of thing is why.
Well, thanks for pulling back the curtains and showing us how the sausage is made, Michael.
Thank you.